Hello, and thank you for calling in to the Enlightenment Center conference call. This is Pastor Jonathan Fisher. Thank you for calling in tonight. This is a great time for us to be here tonight. Tonight we're going to be dealing, going up a higher level tonight, a greater level of awareness. We're going to get into a place now where everybody needs to come into the collective consciousness that we all have. Tonight we're going to delve into the avenue of health. And I believe that health is very important to us because it's definitely important to be wealthy. It's definitely important to have prosperity. But even in the midst of those things, it's very important that we have the health consciousness that we need, because what good is it to have wealth and prosperity but don't have bad health? And so tonight we have with us a very special guest who I'm going to introduce in a moment, and he's going to enlighten us on some health conscious concepts and ideas and precepts and truths that will enhance our lives and gives us the ability to come into a greater level of awareness to where we can consciously become healthy and become health and learn how what it is and how to understand health and the different attributes of health that everybody knows and hears of. As we get into a more intricate detail, we have with us a guest tonight, George Gomeson. And he's definitely a great health consultant. He deals with growing of foods and nurturing, and he deals with all different kind of organic fruits and foods. He's also a massage therapist. He has his own business and where he counsels people and deals with clients. And so we're going to have him tonight as he gives us an in-depth view on the benefits of growing your own food, the benefits of getting into the natural, raw foods, healthy greens, and all of these different things that we need in our bodies that will help us. And another thing, too, is that knowledge, as we all said, brings us into the level of awareness. And so tonight, as he gives us this enlightenment, as he gives us these precepts and these laws, it does not become knowledge, it does not become power to us until we take what we learn tonight and apply it to our lives. So we actually utilize these concepts and these precepts and truths that we're going to learn tonight and apply them to our lives. It's almost like joining a gym and having the membership card, which gives you the access to go to the gym, but never going at all. There is no benefit. There's no power. And so on tonight, when we learn these truths and these precepts about how to come into a greater level of consciousness for health, let us apply these to our lives so that our lives may now change for the better. And so on tonight, we want to welcome George. George, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, George, I see just before we get started, I don't know how you, which direction you want to go in first, but I was looking at the little diet lifestyle that you have here, and it has 10 different attributes that one must do. And I remember you saying that if a person does this or reads this every day, that their life will change. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I would like to go through each and every one of these tenets so that we can have a greater degree of mastery of our physical body health through our diet lifestyle. First of all, I'd like to talk about four pillars of health. These four pillars actually was the title of my book 11 years ago that I decided to write, but I postponed it and procrastinated because I'm an expert at that. And I still have the book, and it's being written, and the diet lifestyle is one of those four pillars. And so I wrote this up with the why to do it, then the how to do it, and then the what to do. Because, you know, you got to have a good why in order to discover how to do it. Because if it's really important to you, your physical health, that is, you'll put your hands on the steering wheel of your health and guide it. And I'm going to show you how to drive this vehicle and what to do so you can actually arrive at your destination in style. So the why to do it. I believe the reason why is to bring balance to our life. I believe there's more than just the physical health, of course. There's the mental, emotional aspect of a human being. There's the spiritual side of life. There's the business side of life. There's the home life and our personal chores. Actually, I've discovered 7 areas of life: the spiritual, the mental, emotional, the physical, the social, the business, the personal, and domestic. And when it comes to the physical, I believe it's up to us to take hold of the steering wheel of our lives so we can actually create mastery and bring in balance to our lives. Because if our vehicle is out of balance, it's quite difficult to be involved in business, quite difficult to manage our love life, our family, you know. And it's a challenge to do anything and everything else, including worship of God as we know God. And if we are really the temple of God, let's not treat our bodies like the woodshed. Let's treat it like a true temple. Honor ourselves by giving us the very best that we deserve. For some people, they really don't believe they deserve the best. They put everybody else before them. They play the role of a victim. And that's not a good place to be. If you find yourself there, take hold of the steering wheel of your life. Let's look at this diet lifestyle. The purpose is, of course, to bring balance so that the other areas of our life can be more easily managed. It's like a car with a great engine. It'll get you everywhere you want it to go. But if it had a poor engine, if it was malfunctioning, it would leave you short of your destination. And sometimes people die young. They don't have to. You want to say something?
What I want to know is, even here, where I says you talk, even in dealing with the why to do it, to create the balance in your body's health and other areas of your life, why? What are some of the attributes, even with the how to do it, that you deal with fast, as far as the cleansing and the fasting? What are some of the different attributes that you recommend one does when getting into the health regimen, the dieting, the cleansing of the body, and so forth?
Right. Well, because we live in a very polluted environment where the water is somewhat tainted and we're trying to untaint it, and the air is tainted and we're trying to avoid tainting it further, and because we're made of these things, and the food that we're eating is grown on soils, we're looking at 3 basic things here. We're looking at gas, liquids, and solids. Our bodies are made of these gases and liquids and solids. Now, the most important one is oxygen. Without it, we can die within 3 minutes. And without water, we can die in several days. And without food, we can actually live probably a little more than a month without dying. But we do need gas, liquid, solid escaping our body. Because if we accumulate gases, liquids, and solids, we'll be like the Dead Sea. We'll be dead. We'll be stagnant. And a lot of people's colons are filled with sludge. What they need is actually, they need an enema. They need people need actually engaged in giving myself one this week. I wanted to detox because I was hanging around people who I was eating their foods out of my normal routine, and I was getting a little bit clogged up, and I was concerned. So I had to actually get rid of some of those gas, liquids, and solids from my colon. Doing a colonic irrigation, doing enemas, those things are very important because we're living in a polluted environment. Going on a master cleanse diet is highly advisable when somebody wants to take a look at their diet. Consult your physician. Get educated. And see if you can flush out your body with all the toxins that we have accumulated from living in this polluted environment. So we're made of gas, liquids, and solids. Now, there's a yin and yang interplay regarding this. We got gas, liquids, and solids coming in. And to become efficient, we need to process these gas, liquids, and solids, meaning air, water, and food, and get them out of our bodies as efficiently as we can. That's the efficiency factor. Effectiveness comes from taking in the highest quality in the right way and get maximum benefit and then pushing them out, because we need to get rid of them. We need to excrete the gases and the liquids and the solids so we can become effective and efficient at other things we do in life other than just eat, breathe, and sleep. So, number one on my how to do it list is timing. Timing is preeminent. It's the most important thing. Therefore, I will focus on cleansing, fasting until I earn the right to reward my body with good quality food, food that I grow. Number two, now I'm going to repeat this. Number one, timing is preeminent. Focus on cleansing. That's number one. If you want to write this down, get a paper and pencil. It's very important. Timing is preeminent. Focus on cleansing. That's number one. Number two, the food must be enjoyed with a positive mental attitude, a PMA, positive mental attitude. The reason why is this. I can give you the most powerful food on this planet, but if you're living in anger and resentment because you've been disappointed and you've been hurt and all this stuff and you're just reliving it over and over again, you're angry and you're in an argument, don't sit down and eat. Lighten up and then eat, because otherwise you'll be creating poison. You'll be taking in quality food and poisoning yourself. What I'm trying to say is this. You affect the food you eat before you eat it by being around it. And if you're not pleasant company, you're affecting your food and you can't get the maximum value and benefits from your food, and you're transforming your food into something that's not as good for you. Okay, you're lowering its vital energy. So number two, the food must be enjoyed with a positive mental attitude. Number three, it must be eaten in an appropriate amount regarding your past, your present, and your future. Appropriate amount. If you're going to go swimming the English Channel, there was this person who swam the English Channel. He gained 17 extra pounds so he can swim it. And he lost somewhere around 14 pounds in the process. He actually got himself prepared. Now, of course, he's overeating for a certain purpose. Most people need to undereat. The reason why people overeat is because they're eating devitalized food and our hunger is still engaged. We're still hungry. Our bodies, our cells are crying out, feed me something I'm missing. What's wrong in our society is that people are actually believing that they're consuming foods that are good for them when those foods are missing things, certain particular things that if you don't have these things, they're like little bumps on the key. You know, your key to start your car. If you're missing one of those bumps, your car is not going to start. And a lot of people are trying to start their lives with bodies that are broken down, missing parts, missing ingredients. So your food must be high quality, but you also have to understand that if you're overeating, it's probably because most likely your food is inefficient to do its job. Foods that are grown on bad soils, foods that are grown out of season, foods that are shipped from far away, foods that are grown that are so old that by the time you get them, they're 2 weeks old. Mm. And then you're expecting a result you're not getting.
Hey, George, what consists of your diet if you may, you know, enlighten us? As you wake up in the morning and from the beginning of the other day to the end of the day, what does your diet consist of?
Have you ever heard of a breatharian?
Yeah.
Somebody who will not even need food?
Yeah, I actually studied the works of Hilton Holtzman. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he deals with the area of that aspect. That's actually my next question as well, because when you get into dealing with the breath and the power of breathing, you get into the four categories of you know, understanding of a vegetarian or a fruitarian or a raw foodist. And I know that you actually grow your own food, and we're getting ready to get into that concept of what it means to grow your own food and the benefits of it. But dealing with the aspect of a vegetarian as opposed to a fruitarian, as opposed to a raw foodist, which one of those do you feel is better for us to have increase in our diet, as well as also the breathing as well, which is very important, because the one thing that we can't live without is air. So, you know, we do understand how important it is to breathe, but we understand that this air that we breathing is actually polluted. And so when you start studying the aspects of breathing and how to breathe and the importance of breathing, of expanding the lungs and so forth, elaborate on that, if you will.
Right. first of all, I want to address all these options we have and different persuasions, people saying, oh, you got to do this, oh, you got to do that, oh, don't forget this, oh, fruit's not good to eat, it's too high in sugar, all this kind of stuff. You hear all these different things, but try to look at yourself like if you're going to feed yourself, it's similar to feeding a baby. You got to listen. What is the real need? Not just what do I want. I may want some sweet because I like sweet stuff. I love honey. But too much honey isn't very good. Anything too much, of course, isn't good. So we got to start with listening. Listening is so important. And when we listen to our body, when we feel our mouths, if we need water, just drink as much as you can before you eat. In fact, here's what I do. I've been known to not eat for almost a whole day. And then I'll eat just because I desire to eat. Okay? Not because anybody's around me is asking me to eat with them. Or sometimes it happens because somebody's asking me to eat, and I'll eat. But I can go 12, 14, 16 hours, even 5 days without eating food. I'm fine. I've done this. I do it often. I haven't had a breakfast for, I'm going to qualify this. Normally, 95% of the time, if you would analyze my life and follow me from morning till when I put my head on the pillow, I can go like hours and hours with no breakfast, no lunch, not even a normal dinner time, but eating hopefully before the p.m. hours. Because better to eat before the p.m. hours and use the p.m. hours for winding down and going to sleep so you can wake up when the sun comes up. That's the best thing. I actually advocate the Garden of Eden lifestyle. Rise up when the sun comes up. I woke up at 7 a.m. this morning, and I'm working on waking up a little bit earlier. So when the sun touches my eyes, I wake up, and I just drink water all day long. And then when I'm done cleansing, I will eat. But I do not interrupt my eating with water, because why disturb the digestive juices when they're trying to do a job?
Okay. Now, just for those that are on the call that just called in, we have with us George, who is the health specialist. And I want you to talk about a little bit about exactly what do you do, how do you help people, and then I want you to bring us into this growing your own food, the benefits of it.
Right. Okay. Growing your own food. I've been doing this for a lot of years, about 18 years. And it started when I was 15 years old. I made a commitment to myself to be as healthy as I can be. And for 3 years, I created my philosophy. And at age 18, my philosophy became more and more outward projected, meaning I'm helping people get healthy. And I started replacing the foods that my mother was giving me with special foods that gave me the same joy and the same love. Yet there were higher and higher quality foods. And one day I discovered that the carrots, the beets that I was using for my sandwiches, because I was grating carrots and beets and zucchini to make these delicious sandwiches, and they were raw food salad sandwiches. And I started noticing that the beet tops were growing, and I decided, you know what, I'm using the beet tops anyways. Why don't I just put this in the ground and watch it grow? Because they're growing in the refrigerator. So I started growing the beet tops, and I said, you know what, I'm going to get into organic gardening. I just started just making a whole huge organic gardening effort on the whole side of the house. And I was very successful at it. At first, I wasn't. The first year, it was the first season I planted, it was a bomb. But I became extremely successful right after that because I didn't give up. I just changed my approach until I discovered what it takes to succeed to have an organic garden. I started growing my own food, and I upped my minimums from 50% to 80% now. In other words, 50% of my diet was fresh picked raw foods. I made a commitment to myself that 50% of my diet will be fresh picked foods that I grow. This is the highest rung of the ladder. When you can actually take control of the steering wheel of your life and say, you know what, I'm important, I matter, and I deserve the best, and I'm going to give myself the best. I'm going to figure out how to grow my own food. It's not hard. It's as easy as taking a handful of garlic moving over the soil and throwing it in and covering it over. Try that. It's the easiest thing in the world to grow. You can grow it even on a balcony. It's the easiest thing in the world. Today I surprised a friend of mine. At about 8:30, I showed up at her balcony, and I gave her her own organic garden for her balcony. She's been wanting one for a long, long time, more than 3 months. That's a long time for people who are dedicated to coming to my organic garden to get fresh picked greens. And she comes like once a week to get a bag of greens for $10. I grow food here in Las Vegas. You're welcome to make an appointment to come and get food from me. And I can also show you how to grow your own vegetables. It's easy when you know how. It's kind of like turning on a computer. You've been banging all day. If you don't know the actual recipe code to turn it on, you won't have luck. But if you know what to do, and I can show you how or do it for you, and you can grow your own food. Yes, it's possible in this Las Vegas heat.
And so, George, even those that are listening in on the call now, and we understand the benefits of growing your own food, some of the benefits that you have talked about as far as, you know, getting the best nutrition, saving time, saving money, the benefit of organic, of it being organic as opposed to getting it from the vegetable stores or wherever we get our vegetables.
Right.
Talk about how can you help people? How can people contact you to go to the garden? How can they reach you in order to get more in-depth knowledge about growing your own foods and also getting into the concept of becoming a raw foodist and learning some other things? How can they contact you?
Okay, my phone number is very easy. It's 702-768-7828, 702-768-7828. And you can also email me at ihcgeorge@hotmail.com, ihcgeorge@hotmail.com. That stands for Innovative Health Concepts. I want to go through these 10 things really quickly because I know I stopped at number 3.
Okay.
The food must be, timing is preeminent. Focus on cleansing is number 1. Number 2, the food must be enjoyed with a positive mental attitude, PMA. Number 3, must be eaten in the appropriate amount. These are the rules for success to play the game, you know. Number 4, it must be harmoniously combined. And you got to ask yourself, why did I put this at number 4? And why did I put number 3 at number 3? There's a reason for this. I've mulled it over for years and years and years, and this is the proper order I've discovered. Number 5, the food must be fresh picked, washed, and eaten. Now, here's the reason why number 5 is so important. When you go to your favorite market, your health food market, and you get vegetables, let's say you get a bag of arugula for $4. That's a great value. $4 is amazing. So when you eat it and it doesn't taste that strong, it's probably because it's been on shelf more than a week. I'm guessing more than a week. Now, when I sell a bag of arugula, which, by the way, in my opinion, it's number 2 for your skin. You want perfect skin? Eat lots of arugula. It's really good for your skin. Now, when I sell a bag of arugula for $10, when people bite into a leaf, they go, wow, what is this? That's amazing. That is just like so vibrant. I never tasted anything like that in my life. What is that? It tastes strong. It's peppery. It's got vitality. It's got life in it. Well, I'm telling you, these are the enzymatical properties your body's looking for. Without it, how can you run your body like the magnificent machine it is? You got a Ferrari body. You need the best fuel for it. So the food must be fresh, picked, washed, and eaten. That's number 5. Number 6, the food must be raw. Let me go back to number 5. The reason why 5 is more important than number 6 is this. If it isn't fresh, picked, washed, and eaten, it's old food. If it's old food, I don't care if it's raw or cooked. Old food is old. You wouldn't juice slimy vegetables, would you? obviously you wouldn't juice slimy vegetables. Can you imagine a slimy carrot and you want to juice that? No way. Because it's not fresh. It's not fresh. Now, the food being raw, number six, the food must be raw. The reason why I prefer most of my foods raw, and believe you me, I got a idea of that I want 80% of my foods to be raw. Because I do like eating some cooked foods. I like brown rice. I like black beans. I like those type of things. And they're cooked foods. Okay? And then number seven, the food must be locally grown. Let me explain the value of locally grown. When you have food that grows naturally on its own time schedule without the aid of human beings, that's the most powerful food on this planet. You want to be the most powerful, vital human being you possibly can be, and you want the best foods that can support that, you need to look at what would be growing here if you went back in a time machine 300 or 400 years ago, before human beings touched this Las Vegas or Nevada or the United States. What was growing here at this time, meaning this seasonal time? Not certain, but every single seed that's in our soils that are laying dormant are waiting for the right time for them to sprout. For instance, my arugula sprouts normally, naturally, in my garden when it gets cold. Right now, it's producing seeds. It's producing babies because its season is short-lived. Okay? The cold season's gone. So arugula was the most powerful food I can eat. Now it's taken a second seat to something else that's growing naturally, basil. Basil's time is going to rain in a couple months. It's going to be so hot that basil's going to be raising its arm saying, thank you, God, for this hot 110 degrees heat. And it loves it. So if you want to be powerful and strong, eat basil in the summertime because it grows very naturally in this hot, arid desert. Okay? So what number are we on?
We were on number six, the raw. We went into number seven, locally grown.
Right, the value of locally grown. Now, if you're accustomed to going to the grocery market and you're looking at grapes and they're grown overseas and it's wintertime, that's really not the best time to be eating grapes. It's more of a summer type of food because it grows in the summer. If it's wintertime and you're wanting watermelon or you're looking at watermelon and it's looking good to you, that food grows good in the heat. In 115 degrees, my watermelon is just bursting at the seams. It's alive. It's living its life, raising its hands. Thank you, God, for this heat. Why? Because God designed it so it can cool your body in the heat. So you need to eat locally grown foods. The value is it's adaptogenic to the climate. And if you want to be adaptogenic and endure the heat in the summertime, eat the foods that grow where you live. The food must be locally grown. Number eight, the food must be organically grown. Why did I put that as number eight? Because if it's not fresh, who cares if it's organically grown? If it's old food, if it's slimy vegetables, I don't want it. I don't care if it's organically grown at that point. You understand the value of fresh food? Your body is important. You want your body to be alive. Eat living, live food. If you look at food that's dying and wilting, it can't help you. Evidence is right at the food. If you're looking at the food and suffering, don't eat it. You want to suffer, eat suffering food. You want healthy, eat healthy-looking, vibrant food that's growing. You know who the lucky ones are? The horses that are grazing, because they're eating the most live food possible. They're eating it while it's growing. They're the lucky ones. And if people ask me, well, what about protein? I'll advise them to look at a horse. I'll advise them to look at an ape, those 800-pound gorillas. They can tear a bodybuilder's arms off. I would like to see a cage fighter try to fight one of those guys. They don't lack protein. They eat berries, and they eat nuts, and they eat branches and trees and pieces of greens and stuff like that, you know? So there's lots of ways you can get protein. So look at the next one. What's number eight? Organically grown. I already covered that one. Eating food that does not have pesticides competing, because a lot of people have allergies to these things. Of course, everybody does, actually. even the sources of corn that's grown, there's such a thing called BT corn. Monsanto's put out corn that actually has a genetic modification. It's called BT corn because it has a biotoxin that kills these mealyworms or some sort of worm that burrows into the corn and eats the corn. So they decided they're going to eradicate this pest by creating a genetic mutation. And they've actually trademarked this corn and cataloged it, and they'll sue you if you grow it without their permission. Of course, you have to give them a royalty. And this corn produces biotoxin to kill this parasite, or whatever you want to call it. But yet people are eating corn and not knowing they got allergic reactions to these things. That's why organically grown food is much better for you. So number 9 is a status quo section. Anybody can pass this. I mean, you just got to have some savvy and some class, and you can find this in any restaurant that's of high class. Number 9 is the food must be aesthetically displayed. Why not eat food that honors you, that looks beautiful before you eat it? I can just imagine a man pleasing his wife, a husband pleasing his wife by preparing a really exotic dish and making it look beautiful, like a chef would. Or a wife, her husband, making a beautiful meal and setting it right before him and saying, honey, this is for you because you are special to me. I love you. Here, enjoy this. That's what we can do. Make the food aesthetically displayed. That's number 9. And number 10, the food must be eaten in style with ambiance. Try some candles. Try some romantic music. Whatever it calls for. If you're a little down, put on something upbeat. If you're too upbeat, put something relaxing. But by all means, take control of your destiny. Put your hands on the steering wheel of life and master these 10 rules for the game of healthy life.
Any okay, questions? George, just before we end the call, there may be somebody listening on this call tonight that may say, you know, I definitely want to, you know, become more healthy. I want to get into a healthier consciousness. And I want to learn about some different things of what to do to increase my diet, to make it more healthy. What would you tell that person that's listening on this call who is just coming in to the a higher awareness of health consciousness, and they want to know what is it that they should do? What's the first thing that they should do? I want you to answer that question, and then also I want you to once again give us your contact information, how people can contact you and go to your garden to get the greens and so forth.
Okay, very good. Good question. One thing I would do is I would become totally aware. Don't believe everything I say. Test me, okay? Believing means to trust, rely on, and adhere to. Test what I'm saying, okay? I hope you've been taking notes. If you haven't been, I'll eventually get this information to you somehow soon. Be aware. Open your mind. Don't think you got all the answers. Be a great student. Find healthy people. Once when I was a child, I was attempting to repair my broken tricycle. I was fiddling around with it for just a couple minutes, and I said, you know what? The smart thing to do is find a tricycle that works right. Study it. Figure it out. Compare the two. Fill in the gaps. And that's what I decided to do. And I did it at age 15. Anybody can do it at any age. It's never too late. Get started. Keep going, and you will finish well. Here's what I recommend you do. Find as many healthy people as you can. Let's say pick a number, 1 to 5. 5 people, the better. And interview them. Write down some key summary points that they do as a daily discipline and as a weekly discipline. Make these two through rows, daily disciplines and weekly disciplines. And put it in 3 categories. Morning, afternoon, and evening, okay? Look at the things they do on a repetitive basis. And each of these 5 pages should have their first name on the top so you know who you're thinking about. And then circle the things that they have in common. And then go over to Sunflower Market and get their 1.5-liter spring water. Their water is from a spring source, and the quality of it is excellent. It's high quality, and I recommend it. And or you can get, boxes of Fiji water. That's got a good pH balance. It's even better for you. And walk around with a water bottle all day long, and do not eat until you go through, in the summer heat, at least one of these 1.5-liter bottles. That's the first step to health. And then get on an exercise regime. I spent 3 hours in the gym today, and I loved it. From 10 o'clock to 11, 12, 1, after 1 o'clock, I got out of there. I spent 20 minutes minimum in the steam room, in the dry sauna, excuse me. I got on the basketball court for about 30 minutes, and then I got on a treadmill for about an hour and a half, and I did some light bodybuilding for about a half an hour. If you can get into a routine of doing on a repetitive basis these daily disciplines, you'll be on your road to greater and greater health. Now, this thing about deep breathing, when you do the motions of exercise, you will be naturally deep breathing. It's impossible for you not to. Start walking every day. And then, eventually, if you walk one light pole more every day, you'll be doing blocks.
Okay, George, just before we end this call, definitely give us your contact information. Let us know how we can contact you.
Okay, my name is George Golmassian, and my contact information is phone number 702-768-7828. And email address is ihcgeorge@hotmail.com. I presently have organic gardens throughout the valley, and one of them is over off of the east side of town near Trader Joe's. You know where Trader Joe's is? Near Pecos and Mountain Vista. That's one garden that I'm selling vegetables from. And there's more to come. I am looking for properties all over the Las Vegas area because I intend to have massive gardens everywhere where people can actually come and have vegetables, and I also deliver vegetables, prepaid vegetables. If you want to prepay and get on a monthly program, you can do that. We can work out the details when you contact me. I am also looking for properties to be donated because I do intend to help a lot of people, and I need a lot of help. Really, I do. I need some finances for this, and I'll be highly appreciative, and so will the people who benefit from it. So please contact me with information and resources. Let's help each other out. Let's make this planet a better place.
Exactly. George, I want to thank you tonight for enlightening us on your diet lifestyle, the four pillars, what to do, how to do it, what to do, and the status quo. Definitely, we thank you for this information on growing your own garden and growing your own food and the benefits of it. I want to let those that are listening in tonight to let you know that you can contact us at theenlightenmentcenter.net. Go to the website. Those of you that are on the conference call tonight for the first time, go to the website and join our mailing list. We send out a weekly newsletter every week. We want you to definitely be a part of that. Also, every Monday at 5:30, I'm on the radio station on Aware Radio. Definitely go to the website and log into it. This week I'll be teaching out of my book, Breaking the Walls of Limitation. If you do not have a copy of that book, you can go to my website, go to products, and you can order your copy. I'm on from 5:30 to 6:30 this Monday, every Monday, on Creating Your Own Reality. And definitely go onto the show, listen in. You can go to the archive shows and listen in also. Also, I'm being led to mention this tonight. If you're listening on the call tonight and you need marketing services, you need writing services, you've written a book or you've written articles and you need them to be edited, you need somebody to kind of guide you along which way to go, contact us at literarythought.com. We have a company now that we have started to where we help people with their writings and with their editorial services, also even with the marketing services. So definitely contact us at literarythought.com. Also, you can email us at theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com. Once again, we want you to stay connected with us because the Enlightenment Center is the place where dreams come true, to understand that your life will be transformed and you will go to a higher level, because once your mind expands, your world expands as well. And we all know and affirm that consciousness is our only reality. And so on tonight, we want to thank George for definitely enlightening us on this health diet lifestyle that he has, 18 years of experience with dealing with growing your own food and the benefits of it. We understand how important health is as we grow and go into this economy, how things are changing, that our health is very important. So I think it's very important that we definitely get a health conscious, that we continue to study, to go to where the healthy people are, to read and to learn and to get the information that we need to impact our lives. And so we want to thank you for joining in tonight, and I want to tell you this one thing, that your destiny is not a matter of chance, but it's a matter of choice. Thank you and good night.
Thank you.